The University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to October 1985.
The University of Detroit presents Ask the Professor. The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio program on which you match wits with University of Detroit professors
and
their guests and friends, etc., in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Edmund DeWint, and today we have our regular panel with us again. On my right, from the Department of Psychology, Professor Robert O'Neill.
Tickled pink to be here, Ed.
Tickled pink to have you here. On his right, from the Department of Mathematics, Professor Mary Jo Nichols.
It's nice to be here, Ed.
It's nice to have you. On her right, from the School of Education and Human Services and Wayne County Community College, Professor Wallace Peace.
Hi, Mom.
And on Wallace's right,
my left. Doesn't she get tired of you saying that?
She never does.
She's the only one.
She thinks I'm the best one on the show.
He has been searching. He's been searching for years for acceptance from her. This is not going to do it.
Believe me, it took 40 years. But I finally
You're still
got
working
it.
On it.
Well, the person fighting with Wallace right now is from the Department of Political Science at Oakland University, and that is John Clements.
Hi, Ed.
Formerly of our humble school.
Formerly of our place. But
now gone.
Most of the questions you hear on this program are sent in by our listeners. If you stump the panel, you will receive an autographed photograph. Provided the university will actually spring some money to get it made.
And folks out there in Radioland, keep sending those pictures of yourselves.
Right. Let's hold their feet to the fire.
Yeah. That's right. Otherwise, we'll send pictures of our listeners to the administration building.
We're going to take our own Polaroids.
That's right. And also get a bumper sticker. And if you don't stump the panel, you get a photographed autograph and a bumper sticker. Okay, our poor producer is dying now.
But that's what producers should do.
Sure. He's hanging himself.
Commit seppuku. Do it honorably.
That's right. They exist to get blamed for everything.
Yeah. That's right. Seppuku is with the short knife. Real world out
that's
there.
Right.
After you graduate, this is good training.
It's okay. Tough. Our first set of questions comes from Barbie Joe, Lucille, and Robert. No last name.
Barbie Joe?
Barbie Joe, Lucille,
Barbie Joe.
And Robert.
Is this from the South anywhere?
No, but they're from Hawthorne,
Wyandotte.
California.
Well, there you go.
Hawthorne, California.
Southern California. They're probably migrants from some part of the South to Hawthorne, California.
Well, let's just get all of our stereotypes out here.
We just lost that one now.
I'm from the South. I can say
you it. You can say that.
Uh-huh. You all can.
That's for sure.
But I can.
You can. Uh-huh.
Okay.
We have strange names there.
Yes, yes.
That's
right.
For sure.
So, dear professors, hi. Just a small note included to let you all know how very much I enjoy your show.
Oh, Wallace takes everything back, he said.
Yeah, it's the most exciting part of my Sundays. That is depressing.
Well, you must have better Saturdays.
More than once, it's the most exciting part of my whole weekend. Yeah, that's right. Now my mom listens too. And here are some more questions since I've been thinking that the first set wasn't too good. This letter
we thought
is
it was
a group
because we
project.
I liked them.
Yeah.
They may be pretty easy, so if you just read them, we'll consider you winners.
Oh, great.
We like that. Go ahead, Ed. Take them up on it. Mm-hmm.
I think since they're in Hawthorne, we should send a last year's picture anyway.
Oh. To Hawthorne? Why last year's?
We may not get this year's picture before next year.
And it's not our producer's fault this year.
No,
it is not our producer's fault. No,
we're trying to place
at least not yet
elsewhere.
That's right.
But of course, if it takes too much longer to get there.
On television, what TV show had the nickname TW3?
I don't know.
That was the week that was.
That was.
Right.
Which lasted 3 weeks.
That's about
one joke about Vietnam in the early days, and it was gone.
Those were the 3 weeks that were.
That's right.
Yeah. Very good.
Did you see that show that had the joke about the Vietnamese?
No, I don't remember.
Oh, boy. We knew after that show it was gone.
Mm-hmm.
They turned out to be right. We never did know who the enemy was.
Dum-dee-dum-dum is the four-note intro to what
Dragnet.
Series?
Dragnet.
By Beethoven.
Yes. And it's more, it's dum-de-dum-dum. It's not dum-dee-dum-dum.
You're right. Who played Myrna Tuna on the Odd... Myrna Turna.
Myrna
Odd Couple.
Myrna Turna.
Yeah.
Somebody who eventually was Laverne and Shirley.
That's right.
Of Laverne and Shirley.
That's right.
So that means it was either
Shirley
Laverne...
Both?
No. She was... You see, what happened was...
I don't...
This couple came on.
Hey, wait a minute. No,
and they
hold
were so
let's
good
give us the short version here.
I was just trying to be clear for our listeners.
Oh, they don't care.
Well, who was it?
Is that Penny Marshall?
Penny Marshall. Very
thank good. You, Bob.
Who is Rob?
Well, he got it after I gave him the hint. You know, it wasn't.
Take it
like
away, Wally. We'll do it all over again.
822 Sycamore Road back. Hillside. 822 Sycamore Road Hillside is whose residence?
Ozzy and Harriet.
That's right. That's right.
Harriet.
Still David.
How could anybody know that?
In Middletown, Centerville.
That's right.
Music. Questions on music. Who starred in the movie The Rose?
Bette
Midler.
That's right. George O'Dowd's stage name is what?
Boy of Georgia.
That's right. What is Tchaikovsky's first name?
Pyotr.
That's right.
And what or
was
Peter.
The, what was the name of the... What was the name of the music group, The Monkees, movie?
The Monkees.
No, it wasn't.
No, the Monkees on stage. I know you'll get that.
The Monkees Live.
They had a movie?
Apparently they did.
Hair.
Cheech and Chong.
It was like that.
Here.
Sideburns.
No, what is
squashed
hair?
The face of the monkey.
Head. Head. Yes. Yes.
It was just called head?
Craniotomy.
Just called head.
Kamansky, I'm surprised you didn't
head,
that.
Hair, that, all those films.
That yeah. type yeah. of anti-music cheek. Is your forte.
The monkeys?
Well, that was in his earlier days. Last year.
I mean, music played by performers other than those that are standing up there lip-syncing and pretending like they're playing?
Yeah.
That's the kind of music I like?
What can I tell you?
Sports. What baseball
okay,
player?
Here's Wallace.
What baseball player is nicknamed Dr. K?
Julius Irving.
No.
He was actually, I can understand that. That's very good at Wallace. That's about as good as you're going to get. He's basketball and Dr. J, but you're almost there.
Yes, just one letter
darn
off.
Darn close.
Alphabet.
I mean, we could just shrink the ball a little bit.
You got the doctor. Part.
My first sports question.
Give Wallace a half for that.
Yeah.
No, I won't.
He got a half for some of it.
It's Carlton, Steve Carlton,
no.
or
no,
Nolan
it's
Ryan.
Dr. K.
Currently?
I don't know.
Not Klazuski.
It's not.
No.
It's not Nolan Ryan.
No.
He's a doctor.
I think that he made a mistake. I think that
no,
it should have been Dr. J.
It's obviously a pitcher who is.
It's someone named Dwight Gooden.
Oh, Gooden. Okay.
He's Dr. Strikeout.
Yeah. Who is the oldest baseball player still playing?
Oh, Negro.
That's right. How old is he?
44.
That's close.
45.
It's 46.
46.
Oh, well, it was a couple
for
of years ago
play?
He was 44. Yeah.
Phil Negro plays for the New York Yankees
that's
now.
Right.
Yeah.
What is he? What position?
Pitcher.
Very good. All right. You got
a knuckleballing pitcher.
Yeah.
Who won the Heisman Trophy in 1982?
I don't know.
Yeah. Who cares?
O.J. Simpson.
No. 1982.
Well, he won it.
Not in 82. He didn't.
Maybe 72.
Oh, you mean they don't, they give it?
Every year.
Mortar.
Every
yes.
year.
Not once a century, as you probably thought.
<was.
laughs>
Once every 10 years.
It was Marcus Allen.
Okay.
Mm. Of course.
And what baseball player was named Mr. October in Playgirl?
Jackson.
That's right. That's right.
Reginald.
Yes. Trivia. Who was the Baby Ruth well, candy bar named for?
The grandson of no. some president.
The it daughter.
The granddaughter. The daughter. Oh, yeah.
The daughter the of a president.
Grover Cleveland or
yes,
something?
Yes, Grover Cleveland's
Millard
daughter.
Fillmore.
This has just not been my day.
It hasn't. No.
He started off
we've
pretty
been
good
pulling you along, though.
Yeah.
You've
got
to start carrying your own weight here,
Wallace. Yeah, really
it takes him a while to warm up yeah. when he starts.
The first fire brigade was established when and by whom?
Benjamin Franklin.
That's Mayor Fiora LaGuardia yeah. and... Oh. Okay. I thought he had...
You want to try for a year?
Well...
17...
Yes, that's
okay.
a good start.
I'll leave it to you.
89.
No.
Oh, come on. Earlier than that.
50 years or so before that.
39.
That's getting close.
8.
6.
6. 17.
When in doubt, go with 6.
Mm-hmm. What started the Great Chicago Fire and in what year?
Mrs. O'Leary's cow
well, that's
knocked over the
that's
lamp.
That's all we need to know is
lantern.
Mrs. O'Leary's cow.
Whereupon it fell upon the straw. That in turn
no,
got to
never
the walls
mind.
Up to the wood. That jumped across. That was a firestorm.
Yeah.
yeah.
That made the
it?
Chicago River go the other way.
It didn't want to get burned.
Right.
That's right. What year was it?
1840.
A little late.
Little
20,
late.
20,
30.
36.
Almost.
5.
No.
7.
About 37, I would say.
37.
Right. Actually, it started in 36, but
yeah,
didn't really pick up steam.
Well, had the Franklin Brigade left right when they formed, they could have gotten
could have
to
gotten
Chicago in time to put that fire out.
At a convention.
That's right.
At the Palmer House.
The final group is called Category.
Okay,
and
this
the word
is obviously
cat.
About
cats.
Category.
Or the word cats in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is a small sailboat?
A catamaran.
Catamaran.
Well, it can be very large. There are ocean-going cats,
That's true. What is a book that contains items for sale?
Catalog.
That's right. What's another word for disaster?
A catastrophe.
That's right. What is a small island off the Los Angeles coast?
Catalina.
That's right.
That'd be Catalina Island.
What is a stone that's a... what is a thing that throws stones?
Catapult.
That's right. A catapult.
Very good.
We blitzed them.
We sure did.
Those are very good questions.
Let me thank Barbie Joe, Lucille, and Robert out in Hawthorne, California. They didn't stop.
You guys
the
should
panel.
Get together and write up some more questions.
We enjoy it, though.
But you'll get your photographed autograph and your bumper sticker. And I think Wallace is
one
right.
What more could you ask?
Maybe last year's photograph.
Right.
Sure.
A lot of people
and
are
send
going
some
to be getting
get
last
this
year's photograph until we get this year's photograph next year.
Hail Hawthorne.
Our next set of questions comes from Rod Jurgensen of Bettendorf, Iowa.
Maybe that's the one who sent them in from last week.
Doesn't look familiar. No.
He says, I listen to your program on Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on 97X. WXLP, Moline, Illinois.
Mm.
Wow.
That's crossing state
lines. I find it informative, humorous, as well as interesting. Well, thank goodness, because the hate mail we got this summer.
Oh, boy.
It hurt.
Somebody who really likes the program.
Than my mother.
Yeah, that's right.
And my father likes it even better.
Well, that's good, but... Now we know there
for
are three
shame,
people
Deacon,
out there.
For shame.
I have 10 questions which I would like to challenge the panel with. They concern a variety of subjects, and a perfect score is needed to pass.
Oh, come now.
Oh.
Hey. I mean, we can do it, don't get me wrong.
Let's not be arrogant.
Yeah.
We always determine miss one on purpose, don't we?
What was the original name of the musical West Side Story? The original name, West
the,
Side.
The Jets versus the Sharks.
The Sharks.
No. No, you're not going to believe
Romeo and Juliet.
No, very good, but
thank
it's
you.
Not the one.
No. E Capuletti e Montecchi.
No, it wasn't that either.
New York
it's
City.
It's got to be East Side or something.
That's right.
East Side, West Side?
It was
East Side, New York.
No, it was very close. It's considered what the new title is.
East Side Story.
Yes.
You're kidding.
No.
Well, that's
kidding.
Like putting the exclamation point after Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Change
right.
the whole
that's
tenor
right.
of the story.
That's right. That's right. In the comic strip Peanuts, what are Snoopy's brother and sister's names? What's Snoopy's brother's name and what's Snoopy's sister's name?
Snoopy.
No. Snoopy, the dog.
The dog. Yeah. Oh, the one
Daisy.
In the desert is Phil, isn't it?
No. It's not Phil.
The one, it's the one that is always
with the
doing
hat,
stuff
yes.
with the cacti.
That's
cacti,
right.
Yeah.
That's
I thought
right.
that was Phil.
No.
Not Phil.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know he had a sister.
Yeah, she appeared
I thought he
once.
Was an orphan. Oh, you can have
no,
a sister and a brother.
He had
siblings.
Oh,
did they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They all went through
but
the
even
Daisy
orphans
Hill
have
puppy.
Siblings.
Oh, Daisy. Spike was the
Spike.
The brother. I don't know who the sister is.
Okay.
Spike. Phil.
Spanky Joe.
No. Belle.
Belle.
With an E, right?
Yes, with an E.
Okay, so do we get any points for
that? Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, give us a half then.
Okay, I did. What vegetable is used the most worldwide?
Onions.
That's right.
Kohlrabi.
Onions.
How about garlic?
No. Well, that would fit because that's part of the onion family. Mm. See.
I went through a city in Michigan that considers itself the kohlrabi capital of Michigan.
Well, we know you can't drink it with the Bottles and James wine coolers.
Coolers,
you know?
That's
it
right.
It doesn't go
that's
well
right.
with it.
I don't remember the name of the city, but they had a big sign.
Centerville.
It may have been. Kohlrabi burgers.
Middletown.
Name the state in the U.S. of A. that has the most national parks.
Wyoming. California.
No.
Michigan.
Utah.
No. Utah. That's right.
It had
Utah.
To be.
Utah.
Yeah. What are the names of national parks in Utah?
Mount Zion? Or
well,
something
well,
like
Zion.
Zion. Bryce.
Not Bryce.
The something, those Toppling Peaks Park or something, whatever. What is that called? Fading monuments, or what are those craggly thingies?
No, you're thinking that of the presidents.
At Dakota.
Oh, no, no, no.
That's
no.
Not Utah.
Well,
where are the Tetons?
What do you find in front of all McDonald's stands?
Arches.
That's right. That's
falling it. Arches.
No, just
just
arches.
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 Yeah. Arches National Park, Zion National Park,
yeah.
Bryce National Park,
uh-huh.
and now the last one.
Brigham National Park.
No, no, no.
Joseph National Park.
No. What is the name
Smithfield.
For the building at the senators' meeting in Washington?
The Capitol.
All right. And then what is a great piece of kind of rock
the dome.
That you find off the coast of places like Australia that ships are always running aground on.
Reef.
That's
Reef.
Right. Capitol Reef National Park. And on that note, let's take
we
a
got
little
it.
Break.
We got it.
We got it.
You're listening to an encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor program from October of 1985. We're pleased to bring you these special classic shows throughout the summer months, and thank you for listening. Now, let's return to this classic Ask the Professor show from October 1985.
Okay, we're back with our questions from Rod Jurgensen of Bettendorf, Iowa. And he asks now, if a coat is made of chinchillette fur, from what animal did it come?
It's very small chinchilla. Yeah.
Cats.
A rabbit, probably.
Rabbit, yes. Oh. Yes, it's from a rabbit.
There's a rabbit called chinchillette.
Oh, it's like velveteen or whatever. It's, you know, it's just made up. It's all marketing.
In other words, it's
like
just
the hide of the Naga.
That's right.
If you want people to think you've got a chinchilla coat, but it's really rabbit.
That's right.
It's ersatz chinchilla.
It's chinchillette.
It's got small little pink eyes on the top.
I've always wanted a Naga. Remember when they used to actually make them?
Yeah.
And they were wonderful.
Then they had that big campaign to save the
polyesters
Naga.
Gave their life for
what
this.
What is a Naga?
Naga hide. What the hide that? Of the Naga. Well, it looks like a koala bear
pounds.
With fins.
Yeah.
And a tusk.
A koala bear with fins.
Fins and a tusk and a great dorsal.
It was quite
rare.
No.
No, it was put together by a committee.
Yes. Name the largest free-flowing river in the contiguous United States.
The Mizzou.
No.
Colorado.
No, but you're getting close.
Columbia.
Think of a big national park.
Yosemite River.
Who
Yellowstone.
Heard of the Yosemite River?
The Yellowstone.
Whoever heard of the Yellowstone River?
Well, the people of very large banks.
Yeah. In the song "On Top of Old Smoky," all what covered mountain with is cheese. Referred or, to? No.
The Smoky Mountains.
Yeah, but which one particular?
Mm.
Which one in particular?
Mount Baldy.
Nope.
On top of?
The one that's all covered with snow.
Old Smoky? There's a mountain?
There's a mountain that Old Smoky is a nickname for. What is the mountain?
Well, it's down south, right?
Yes.
So it's got to be probably in the Smoky Mountains. Yes. So.
Mount Chesterfield.
No, it's Klingman's Dome.
Klingman.
I think he knew that you all not being Southerners were not going to get that.
Yes.
And so what's your excuse?
Well, I felt it would have been unfair since I'm from the region.
Oh,
I disqualified
myself. That's true.
You wanted to keep your record intact for this year also.
Okay.
You haven't gotten one yet.
No.
Where and in what year did the first McDonald's Golden Arches go up?
It was in Chicago.
No,
it was
it's
in California.
No, it wasn't.
It was in Arlington Heights.
It wasn't Illinois?
It was in Illinois.
Illinois. Okay. Some suburb. Okay, and 56.
No,
that's close enough. It's 55.
Oak Park.
Think of the beginning of Fantasy Island.
Des Plaines.
That's right. Des Plaines. Yes. There are two U.S. presidents that are tied in holding the record of being inaugurated on the coldest day of the year for their year.
Well, it had to be William Henry Harrison.
No,
one.
It wasn't. Oh. Who are they?
John Kennedy.
No.
Oh, he just had a lot of wind.
Well, Jimmy Carter was.
All right, O'Neill.
Was one a recent one?
Yes, very recent.
Seems to me,
Ronald Reagan.
That's right.
It's very cold.
That's right.
Oh, they didn't have the ceremony.
The inaugural parade.
That's right.
They had to cancel because it was so cold.
And the other one was in the 20th century also, but an earlier
McKinley.
Year.
After Roosevelt.
McKinley. After Theodore.
Cal Coolidge. No. Wilson.
Wilson.
Eisenhower.
Wilson.
I said that before he did.
You got one.
We didn't hear it, though.
Hey. Wallace broke through.
I have to admit, it was
with a very weak Wilson.
Well, we thank Mr. Jurgensen.
Yeah, he from Bettendorf.
Stumped the panel, but
or was that Mr. Bettendorf?
No, that
from
was Jurgensen. Mr. Jurgensen from
via Moline, Illinois.
We thank him and hope to hear from him again. He'll get
we
his
sure do.
Bumper sticker and autograph and that kind of stuff.
Wear it proudly.
We're off a good start, panel. Mm. Our next set of questions comes from Eugene Armata of Unica, New York.
Oh, Eugene,
it's good to hear from
Welcome
you this year,
back, Gene.
And he just starts out right away.
Is this
right
the guy that does the alphabet?
No.
We haven't had
Where's that guy?
We're down to J or something. We need those.
That's some Royal Oak or Birmingham or something. Sure.
What name did Richard E. Byrd give to his Antarctic base in 1929?
Birdland.
No.
Camp?
No.
Something. Shangri-La.
No, no.
Are you Xanadu.
Crazy? Not Xanadu. No. No.
Base. It's some military name, isn't
no,
it?
No, it isn't.
Penguinia.
No, that's very good, but it wasn't that.
Penguinia? Sounds like a pasta.
It was Little America.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
we
okay.
knew that.
Oh, we were, sure just, we were just funning with you.
Yeah.
What is the name of the unique male fish that swims upright and hatches the female eggs in its pouch?
Seahorse.
That's
dodo,
right.
Dodo fish.
The dodo fish. The seahorse is correct. Who ruled England until the restoration of the monarchy under Charles II? Well, you'll have to say who ruled it from the execution of Charles I until the restoration of Charles II.
I don't know this royalty
and then
stuff.
Cromwell.
Everybody. That's right, yeah. Cromwell.
Yeah. Yeah.
In 1815, who invented a road surface made of small broken stones compacted into a solid mass?
McAdam.
That's right. That's right.
Say what?
McAdam.
Yeah.
McAdam?
McAdam.
Macadam.
Yeah.
Oh. Where?
Macadam Road, they said, so we did.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
Who ruled Russia? Who ruled Russia from 1762 to 1796?
Catherine the Great.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
A great horse lover, as I understand it.
She loved other
she
things.
Certainly
too.
Was. What claim to fame? What claim,
in a pinch.
What claim to fame did Chang and Eng have?
They were Siamese twins.
They lived in North Carolina.
Oh, they did?
And it's a very interesting story about them.
Did they run together?
Yeah. Tease us with it, Wallace.
Yeah.
Save it till next week.
Or you could release a little bit of it each show.
Yeah. Well, they lived in a duplex.
They didn't. They married.
Oh.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay, now that's the end of that
each
part.
Other?
Next week.
No, next week
we'll hear what
we'll
happened.
Find out more.
Stay tuned. Like a soap.
Which honeymoon next week.
Film at 11.
Which poet's works included
unappreciated.
Prometheus Unbound?
Hmm?
Who wrote Prometheus Unbound?
Whoever released it.
One of the romantic poets. Friend of Byron.
Shelley.
That's right.
Shelley Keats, Byron Tennyson.
All those people.
He died in that hotel next to the Spanish Steps there in Rome.
Yeah.
Did you ever been there?
That's I've
interesting
been there.
Hotel. They all died there, apparently.
Oh, did they?
And if they didn't, they brought him there.
Yeah, right.
Stuffed them.
Whose rifle was named Old Betsy?
Davy Crockett.
Davy yes. Crockett.
King of the Wild Frontier.
From the World War I era, whose nickname was Blackjack?
Pershing.
That's right. What is the first name of the cartoon character Mr. Magoo? Mr. Magoo.
Julius.
No, it's the middle name of an American president.
Dwight.
Who always used his middle name to distinguish him from his forebear.
Quincy.
That's right. Quincy.
Quincy Magoo?
Quincy Magoo?
No, that's not right.
No.
That's what it says here. Who played Ingrid Bergman's husband in Casablanca?
Humphrey Bogart.
No. Quadrant.
No. Charlotte Boyer. No. Who was that guy?
In Casablanca, who played her husband?
Yeah, he played Victor Laszlo.
Yeah.
He was also with Betty Davis and now Voyager and lit the two cigarettes at once and caused
the sad
of people like
he's a real famous.
Has a scar and everything. Yeah.
It's a French name, right?
Well, it's like that, yeah.
Charles Vichyssoise.
Well, you're close. No, it's Paul Henreid.
Paul
Hemorrhoid, they used to call him.
Paul Henreid being close to Charles Vichyssoise.
Well, we're closing in on it.
It's equally absurd. What was the first comic strip? The first comic strip.
Little Orphan Annie.
No.
Still current?
Dick Tracy.
No, it's not still current.
Well, we don't know.
Something called The Yellow Kid, published in the New York World in 1895.
Okay.
In law, what is a paper hanger?
Forger.
That's right. Name the city in which each of the following sites are located. All right. The Petit Trianon.
Oh, that's Versailles.
That's right, Versailles. The Rialto Bridge.
Venice.
That's right. The Spanish Steps.
Roma.
Yes. The Tivoli Gardens.
Well, there are two of them, actually, aren't there? There's one outside of Rome.
The original's in Tivoli.
Tivoli,
there's
yeah.
The one outside Rome.
And then there's one in Denmark or somewhere,
right.
Copenhagen.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
The Arc of Hadrian, or the Arch of Hadrian.
Is that in the Mediterranean?
Yes.
In Greece?
Mm-hmm.
Crete or somewhere?
No, what's the big city in
Athens.
Greece?
Athens.
Oh, it's actually in the city.
What is the motto of the Pinkerton Detective Agency?
We always get our man.
No.
We busted unions back in the 1800s, and we'll do it in the
1900s. That's not their motto officially. What is their official motto?
Reagan or bust.
No. We never sleep. That's their motto.
That's too bad.
No, catchy. I don't remember.
You remember,
but I just
peace
think
is our profession.
Who is that?
That was the motto of the strategic
right. Yeah. 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 Here's another one. We never sleep.
Yes. Right. What play was Lincoln watching when he was shot?
Our American Cousin.
That's right. What is the name of Gene Autry's radio network?
Great Western. That's a motel chain.
It's radio network.
You're close, though.
Metro Media or something.
You're close.
Like
think of McDonald's Arches.
Okay.
Golden West.
Golden West, that's right.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
What does ZIP stand for in zip code?
Zone
Improvement Plan.
Yes, very
Now it's ZIP plus four.
What U.S. president was a cousin of the exiled king of Albania?
None.
It explains volumes.
Ronald Reagan.
No, before Reagan.
Carter.
No.
Oh, I thought you meant right before Reagan.
Not right before Reagan.
Now, that's not too helpful. When did the Albanian king become exiled?
That doesn't matter.
I think it does. Did they have one?
Was he a first cousin?
I don't know if he's a first cousin.
Oh, see.
But this person apparently must have been cousin of King Zog, wasn't that? Or is that Romania? Who is King Zog from?
Let's just say one of the Roosevelts.
No, it wasn't one of the Roosevelts.
Nixon. Richard Nixon?
Richard Nixon. Yes.
Well, when did they stop having kings in Albania?
Oh, probably in the 13th century.
Between 1917 and now.
Since the communists took over, whenever.
Enver Hoxha served 42 years as the world's longest-running communist leader. What is the country he headed until his death?
Albania.
That's right, Albania. Who coined the term Old Glory for the American flag?
Francis Scott Key.
No, it's someone you've never heard of.
Betsy Ross. Then give it to us.
William Driver.
He's right about that.
What was the first permanent English colony on the American mainland?
Permanent?
Mm-hmm.
Jamestown.
That's right, Jamestown.
Virginia.
That's right. Well, we'll have to stop at this point and get back to our
nothing
question
from Max
from
Smith,
Mr.
huh?
Armata.
Ah, it's too bad.
We didn't get to Mac today either.
But we mention his name just about on every show.
That's right. So
it's worth something.
We've done that much. I'd like to thank the panel today, Professor O'Neill, Professor Nichols, Professor Peace, Professor Klemanski, and now this word.
Email your questions to atp@udmercy.edu, or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, Ask the Professor.
Ask the Professor is transcribed to the facilities of the E.J. and A.U. Smith Media Center on the University of Detroit campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Tom McParlin. Our technical director is Jim Muir. Executive producer is Vivian Dix. And until next time, this is your host, Edmund DeWitt.
And I'm Michael Jason. We're back next week with another classic episode of Ask the Professor from October 1985.